Okay. We want to pray for the family of Shirley Allen, whose Celebration of Life service is this morning at 10 o'clock. And such a sweet, sweet lady. She's been in Elk City Nursing Home, though, for a while. But years ago, 40 years ago, she used to work for me in my Neva's Country Store in Cheyenne. Aww. So I've known her a long, long time. And then we want to pray for the family of David Chico Merrifield, who went to his final resting place this past Sunday. And then prayers for Sherry Hensley, who's having a bone marrow test.
Okay. I would like to add to this a lady from our church who passed away the day before yesterday, Jeanette Sampley, and her family. They're, you know, really hurting and missing their loved ones, and so I'd like to add them to the prayer list too. Precious Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, and we, first of all, we thank you and praise you that you love us. That you love us and that you have gone to so much effort to show us your love, and that we can now bring our needs to the throne, knowing that you listen and that you hear and that you're working on our behalf. And so we lift up the families of Shirley Allen and David Merrifield and Jeanette Sampley. They are broken and hurting today. And Father, we lift them up to you and ask you to comfort their hearts, Father. Comfort those who are disturbed and disturb those who are comfortable, Father. That even through this time where people are hurting, that you will be glorified and that family members who don't know you will see that difference and they'll want to know you, and that opportunity will open up, that family members can talk to each other about the love of Christ, and that lives will be changed even through this time. And Father, just fill them with your presence and your peace in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for Sherry Hensley, who is having this bone marrow test. First of all, I just ask you to wrap your arms around her and calm her. Calm her spirit, calm her physically. Just let her be overwhelmed by your peace. And I pray that these test results will come back good, that there will be nothing wrong, that she'll get a good report, and that she will know it's because you have touched her, Father, and that all of those involved will know that it's a God thing and that you will get the glory for that. And we thank you for moving in our behalf and for always working even when we don't see it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'll give a little quick praise for Joe Pyatt. You know, a year ago last week is when he was diagnosed with stage 4 metastasized prostate cancer, which they said was aggressive, but that's not the way they titled it. But anyway, they said that this tumor was wrapped around the aorta. They didn't usually see that reverse, blah, 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 blah. And last Saturday, he was out working in our yard for at least 8 hours that day.
Wow.
No oxygen.
Wow.
Came inside, and when he sat down, he was war smooth, as you can imagine, because he'd only quit about 3 times that day to eat a bite and then to take a little water break or snack break or something, mm-hmm. his special tea that he drank. And they came in about 8 and was just wore out. He took his oxygen or checked his poxometer thing, 94.
Wow. Praise
God. And yesterday morning when he got up, he said it's the best it's ever been. It was 97.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And it's just, it is a huge praise God. And if you don't think God's in the healing business, you are mighty wrong. You better
Amen.
Have a checkup from the neck up, or maybe from the heart up.
Yeah,
you know,
because, I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, well,
that's
one thing
awesome.
I want to do before we go on, I want you to tell about what time your church services are. And you've already shared a little bit about your sisterhood thing coming up. You can share some more about that.
Okay.
Because we want to know about that. You're from Grandview Church.
Yes.
And you have this new pastor. We had him in here last week. I'm sorry that you missed that, but you can go back and listen.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I will. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And God is doing things at Grandview Church, and he's moving all over this area. But I go to Grandview, so I see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so exciting, and we have some miracles that we are believing for in our church, and I believe God's doing it. One of those, my father's 83. He had to have back surgery, and it was a big decision because he was at risk of a stroke because he had to go off of the blood thinners for a week or so. And so his choices in the natural were a stroke or live in pain the rest of my life. And we just didn't accept that. And we just prayed and asked God. My mom and dad prayed together and had some long conversations about it and decided that their doctor was a Christian and the surgeon was a Christian, and they just felt like God had led them to him. So they decided just to go for the surgery and put it all in God's hands. My dad's 83. His surgery was last Tuesday. He's already up walking around. He's feeling great. He came home 14 hours after the surgery was completed. It's just amazing what God is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too, is, you know, so many times when we get old, we think that, well, I'm just old, so these things happen. Mm-hmm. But nowhere in the Bible did God say, you know, by these stripes you are healed until you're 75.
Right.
So don't just accept that. Pray and believe and ask God. I'm praying and believing. I know that there is a time to live and a time to die. I know that at one point God will call us all home, but I don't know why it can't just be a peaceful passing into the next life.
Exactly.
So that's what I believe for me and all my loved ones. And God is good. It's going to be a celebration time.
That's right.
So Grandview Church, Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock is when we start. And if you haven't had a chance to come out and hear Pastor Nate, we would love to have you hear Pastor Nate and just experience what God is doing there. The women's conference is coming up. It's called Sisterhood Gathering. I hope that you've seen some flyers around town. When I leave here today, I plan to pound the pavement and try to get some more up. There is a website also for the conference, and I will put that link for the website if I can on the Facebook page for Hour of Power. And it's going to be three sessions. It starts Friday night on the 23rd. The session starts at 7. The doors open at 5:30. There will be a parking lot party after the Friday night session. Then we'll start again Saturday morning. The first session's at 9. Doors will open at 8. There'll be coffee and donuts and some celebration time. Then immediately following the Saturday morning service, we will have what we are calling the Sisterhood Cafe. It's like a food court where you will have various options that you can purchase for lunch so that you can stay on the grounds. But also during that time, there'll be a two-hour break, and during that time, we will have a prayer meeting going on in the sanctuary for anybody who has any kind of need. We want to touch heaven for you. And so be bold, bring your needs there, and I believe God's going to touch some people's lives, touch some hearts. Some people are going to leave healed and whole. Some people are going to be dancing out that came in depressed. Some people are going to be running out that came in pain. God's going to do some things. That's what we're believing for. And then the finale will start at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So we have some virtual speakers. We have some live speakers. We have some live productions, live praise and worship. It's going to be a really good time. We also have what we call the Sisterhood Boutique, because we're women. Who doesn't like to shop? So that's going to be fun. It'll be open before and after each session and during that two-hour break on Saturday. And we got some really fun things in there, too. So don't miss it. It's going to be good. Like I said, all ages are going to be – we have all ages involved in the sessions. And so I think all ages will enjoy it from – 7-8 years old up to 107-8 years old. So we want you there no matter where you're from, because I feel like it's a place where we can connect to God on a whole new level and we can connect to each other. My vision for sisterhood is that there will be little sisterhood groups planted in every church across Western Oklahoma. And once a year, we can come together and celebrate what God's been doing. So that's my vision. And our first one is September 23rd and 24th. So mark that on your calendar. And the link will be on the Hour of Power Facebook page. You can go to that link. It'll tell you how to register and give you all the details. And then if you have any questions, you can call Grandview Church, and or you can call me, and I'll put my number on the website too. And I might regret that, but but give me a call. We want you there, so whatever you need to know.
Is there a fee for that?
Yes. until September 10th, it's $15. If you have a group of five or more, it's only $10, and then it will be $20 at the door. If that's a problem for you, get in touch with me. We don't want to leave anybody out, because we know God will take care of the need. And really, you know, registration is just to help you prepare. Mm-hmm. So if that's a problem for you, just let us know. We'll get you taken care of.
Okay, very good. I mentioned earlier in the program that Joshua's Crossing Ministry is our Facebook sponsor today. They're located right here in the Promise Center at 312 North Main Street. If you want an appointment for some counseling, you can call Les at 580-799-0743. Apostle Casey Elliott has Prophetic Voice Ministries here in town at 616 North Locust Avenue. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, church again at 6. And then they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, I believe. I don't know, 6 or 7. Go early. There'll be somebody there.
Fellowship time.
Fellowship time, yeah. And then on Thursday evening, they have Bible study at 6 or 7. I don't know. Oh, 7. I've got it written on the back side of this note. Whew. Good thing I have notes if I turn them over and read them. And then the Refuge Church is at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre. That's in the New Liberty Church building that they have just recently gotten to move into. And if you want to talk to Pastor Tammy Bailey, you can call her at 729-0956. The Refuge Church is a non-denominational church, and they have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, evening worship or Bible study at 6, and then Wednesday Bible study, I believe, has been moved to 6 according to their Facebook page, and they have youth on Wednesday evening also at 6. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Bart Ison Ford was recently awarded the Ford President's Award for the fifth time. We want to thank our customers as we celebrate this prestigious award. We love what we do, and you're the reason we're the number one auto dealer of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle.
They're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to them. For us at PK & Company, we always buy our vehicles at Barbara Dyson Ford, now and forever.
All of us here at Hutchinson will love the people and the trucks we get at Barbara Dyson.
I buy all my family vehicles as well as my company vehicles for Smith Ag from Barbara Dyson.
Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Well, that outro just wants to jump in there. Have to nip it in the bud. So today, this is the Hour of Power, and we have as our special guest today Renee Kilhoffer talking about sisterhood. And this has just been a delightful time to have you here sharing things on your heart and about sisterhood, particularly. And like you said, we don't have enough fellowship. We get home in the evening, we change our clothes into our comfies, and hope nobody sees us that way.
Yeah. I think you've been peeking in my windows, because that's exactly what I do.
Well, time flies by, but I know you've got a few things to finish up with, and you know we're not on a time frame here. You can go long, you can quit early. So.
Well, I think it's so important that we understand that it is God's desire for us to have these deep relationships. And we see that modeled in the life of Jesus. He had his 12. Within his 12, he had his 3, his inner circle. And if that was the way Jesus got through this life, then how much more do we need to do that? He's our example. And so, again, that's my heart for sisterhood, is that we come together from all different walks of life, all different churches so that we can build this network of women who, first of all, love God and then love each other, and then say there's a need that arises in your church and maybe it seems too big for your group, call me. Let's see if my group can help with that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's in this community. Maybe something happens in this community. Let's get this network of women together to organize and get the need met on the street. Because if we meet people where they're at, then that speaks volumes to them, and that shows the love of Christ. So my heart is that we don't build these relationships just for fun, but that we build these relationships to be a force that God can use mm-hmm. in people's lives and in each other's lives. So, and I do believe Jesus set that example for us. God intended for us to be together from the very beginning. He created man, then he created woman because it wasn't good for man to be alone. And so he doesn't want us to be alone either. And the Bible says two are better than one, because if one falls down, the other one can help pick him up. So we need that inner circle. At our church, we call we have sisterhood. We call our close friends our soul sisters. Those are the ones that we talk to, you know, daily, weekly, or that we reach out to first when we just need to vent. And sometimes we just need to vent. And then we meet once a week for coffee. That's our sipping sisters. You know, we just get together. We've got some men who are going to help us with the conference. That's the sister squad. So you can see the theme going here. Sisters rule, okay? So it's exciting to see what God's doing. And talking about revival, what really stirred me with all of this is I started reading a book by Frank Bartlett about the Azusa Street revivals. And I was just blown away. I've heard about them all my life. But to just read the firsthand accounts of what God was doing, there were literally several occasions where the San Francisco Fire Department was called to the church because the church was on fire, but the fire wouldn't go out. Oh. It was the fire of the Holy Spirit. Listen, God was moving. There's a firsthand accounts of a man who had lost an arm in an accident. His arm grew back. Another man, his leg grew back. This happened in 1906. This is not, you know, 2,000 years ago when Jesus was walking the earth. This is 1906. So we're talking just a few hundred years ago. We serve the same God. We can believe for those same miracles. And you say, oh, Renee, come on. Somebody's limb's going to grow back. Why not? God mm-hmm. created the first one.
Mm-hmm. That's
Why
right.
Why can't he create a new one? Why not? And how about being bold enough to say, God, I'm believing for the impossible in this person's mm-hmm. life. It's exciting. I know there's a church in Missouri right now where people are being healed. In June, there was a man who'd been in a wheelchair for 3 years, 27 years old, had a spinal injury, or a spinal disease, I think it was, been in a wheelchair for 3 years, came into the service. They laid hands on him and prayed for him. The man jogged around the sanctuary 3 times and ran out, leaving that wheelchair in there. I saw his testimony yesterday. It's amazing. There was a man with a tumor that was healed. There was a child with cerebral palsy that was healed. Just healings one after the other. And why does God do signs and miracles? To prove to the unbeliever that he is God, and to prove mm-hmm. to the quote-unquote believer that he's still in the miracle-working business.
That's right.
It's
right.
To get our eyes on him. Mm-hmm. So we need to be bold enough to believe for the impossible. You tell me, somebody, there's a little girl in our church that was born severely handicapped, and I am believing for the impossible. I am believing for God to heal Oakland. And one of these days, we're going to see her running up and down those aisles at Grandview Church. And people are not going to be saying, control your daughter. They're going to be standing and giving praise
Hallelujah.
To God
uh-huh.
for what he has done in her life. What kind of revival do you think that's going to spark mm-hmm. when people see the power of God manifested in such a way? Mm-hmm. And it starts in our hearts. From the inside out. Revival is an individual thing. It starts from the inside out. being bold enough to believe that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he said he will do, and that we will just believe it. Mm-hmm. God is good. We're going to see it in Western mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
God is good all the time.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, we've heard this over and over and over and over here. Not one time in the Bible did anyone ask for healing that he did not heal them. And so why would it be any different
That's
now?
That's right. That's right.
I had my annual doctor's visit, which had been 2.5 years last year before I'd been to the doctor for my annual. But anyway, so I'm trying to be more.
Biannual?
Yeah. I'm trying to be better about that, you know, so I can make sure that everything is okay. But anyway, when I went in for that, and she was asking me if I had, because I have a cough a lot. She said, well, do you have allergies? And I said, well, I used to have allergies. But one time when I was still in the oil field, I went to see this company man who knew that I was a godly woman. And I was like, oh, I mowed the yard last night and I've just got allergies. And he said, have you ever prayed about this? And I'm like, no, it's just allergies. And I drove off the location. And I pulled over on the side of the road, and I stopped, and I prayed, and I bound the enemy, and I prayed the blood of Jesus over me and by the power invested in me that allergy would be gone, and it was gone.
Amen.
And a couple of weeks later, I had a little tinge, and I'm like, oh, no, not coming back. I have refused to have this. God has healed me. I know he has. He gave me the power to touch myself and heal myself, and Amen. I know I am the healed.
Amen.
And so, you know, I have a little something once in a while, but, I mean, I pray about it right then. I'm like, I don't want this. I mean, I know white bread gives me a little plug in my throat,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, there's some things I know I'm sensitive to, so I try to stay away from those. But we've just got to know and believe God did. It says he gave us the power.
Exactly.
So why don't we take that power?
Exactly.
Why don't we use it? Are we fearful? We're not good enough? Well, we'll never be good as God would like for us to be, probably.
That's right.
But he gave us that power. And I know another time, Renee, I had this torn rotator cuff. And we had a church service. It was countywide revival. And they asked for people to come down and pray with other people. And not enough people went down. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of older prayer warriors here that'll go pray with these people. And not enough went. So I went and I knelt in front of this lady that I didn't even know. And before I started praying for her, I was like, Lord, if there's anything in my life that I need cleansing or repentance from before I even pray for her, you know, show that to me. And so I began to pray for her, and the next day I realized my torn rotator cuff didn't
wow.
hurt all night
wow.
anymore. And I still have a little popping in this arm, you know, and it's not as easy for me to raise it up, and when I do certain things it pops in there.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as painful, I mean, I'd been in pain for a year.
Wow.
God is in the miracle healing business.
He is.
Just pray about it.
He is.
Pray.
And
he doesn't want us to be sick.
And there's nothing too small. I know I was visiting in that church in Missouri where all these things are happening, and they invited people down for prayer who needed prayer. And at that time, I had severe arthritis in my thumb and was scheduled for a joint replacement in my thumb. And I'm sitting back there, and I feel like I just kind of feel this prompting, go down, let them pray for your hand. I'm like, it's just arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, and I didn't go
mm-hmm.
because it was just arthritis. And I'm laying up there in that hospital room in recovery afterwards in all of this pain from my joint replacement of my thumb. And I'm thinking, why didn't I go down
mm-hmm.
and ask God to heal my arthritis?
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, you don't have to accept it just because it's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan's gotten us so busy that we don't stop and think,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, God can take care of this. It's
mm-hmm.
just like, okay, this is just part of the norm. Let me work around it. And we just go on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with everything, not just with physical pain, but with emotional pain and,
mm-hmm.
and stress and anxiety. And those things are crippling to us as a Christian if we do not give those to God,
mm-hmm.
because Satan will use that to magnify everything else in your life and make it look like a disaster, when the reality is Jesus died to heal you everywhere you hurt,
mm-hmm.
whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, whatever it is. Jesus has already taken care of that. We just need to step up
mm-hmm.
and claim it and receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, another thing the doctor asked me yesterday, if I am bothered by arthritis, and I'm like, no, not really. I should be, because this one blood test shows that I should really be bothered with mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And I said, I have this one finger. It is really, really ugly, if you can see it on the camera. I mean, it is horrible, and that's arthritis. But it never hurts. It should hurt. It's uglier than it's just ugly, and it should hurt. But it doesn't. And I just praise God for that.
Amen.
Last week it was kind of touchy, or it was sore a couple of days, you know. And I think I couldn't, when I picked my coffee cup up, I noticed it. Mm-hmm. But I prayed, it went away.
Yeah,
would have gone away anyway. I don't know, but I prayed and it went away.
That's right. So we're giving God the glory for
that's
it.
That's right. Exactly. Amen. Exactly.
Amen.
Well, Renee, this has been a great, great time with you here. Do you have any closing words?
Well, I think in closing, I just want to say, you know, embrace the awkward. Build those relationships. Research shows that it takes 50 hours of interaction to move from acquaintance to casual friend, 90 hours of interaction to move from casual friend to friend, and 200 hours to qualify as a best friend. So this isn't meant to, like, add something else to your busy life, but make friends with those people you're already spending these hours with. Mm-hmm. You know, these people that God's already put in your life, bring them in your circle. Because, like I said before, the bottom line is this. We're God's plan. Mm-hmm. We're it. We're how God chose to show his love to everyone else. So as Christians, we have a built-in mission that should be a part of everything we do. And that's love God and love people. We're the plan.
Amen. Will you pray to close us out?
Yes. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that we've had together. And Father, I just pray that you would speak to the hearts of everyone who is listening. Father, that you would, whatever need is in the darkest corners of their hearts, that they would know and understand that you are there to take care of that, and that you love them, Father, and that you will help them to connect with other believers and build those relationships so that together we can reach the world for Christ. Father, just show us what we need to do. Give us listening ears and help us to be quick to obey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power. If you missed any part of it, it'll be posted back on Facebook just minutes after the program's ended. From me, Neva, from Tina, from Monica, and from Renee, have a blessed day. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.